Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For me to flourish and do my job. Well, if you had a information, like your job was to input data input, and the program you used for 9 years, your company got rid of it, and now you had to learn a new one. You might say, I can't do this. Can I leave so I can go work for a company that lets me do it the old way? That's pretty much what's going on with Preston Smith here. So
he's going to be good against the run, too,
good
when he's actually
the run.
In there. I mean, because he's a big dude. Sets the edge.
Can I guess how big he is? Actually, you told me yesterday that wouldn't...
6'5", 270.
I know. I was going to say it, and you were going to be like, wow, you're really good at this.
No, I would have been like, wow, I told you yesterday that that's how big he was. But he
but
does...
Sometimes you forget what you said on yesterday's show because you said...
I forget everything.
You have like something wrong with your brain that causes you to...
Yeah, I mean, I forget...
You said even 5 minutes ago.
Sure. Yeah. No, I do. I think there's probably some profound issue there.
No interest in getting it looked at? Like, what would they even do? They would just do a brain scan?
Presumably. I just think I'm kind of dumb. I don't think they'd, like, find anything. They'd be, I'd just be like, you
Donnie,
know.
Donnie, again here with
kinda
this
got,
guy.
Kind of got, like, zoned out dumb guy
I think
behavior.
I'm kind of dumb. Great SAT scores, went
no,
to Penn State.
Wrong.
Tremendous vocabulary. Exactly.
SAT scores, above average, but not great. Penn State, so what? I got into a state school. So what? What are we doing?
My dad laid it on me today that he's had 13 documented concussions in his life.
How many do you think you've had?
That seemed like a big number.
You've gotten punched in the face a lot. How many of those do you think resulted in concussions?
Well, at least one time I got knocked out by a lacrosse player at Syracuse who punched me and I was down and I don't remember it happening. So is that a concussion?
One.
Can we ask how your dad has 13?
I know.
That is a super high number for someone who was not a pro athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Do you feel like he's suffering anything cognitively because of them?
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, because now he has to stand in and be body doubles in these shows and movies. So he's just inflicting more harm on himself.
By being a body double?
Well, a stunt double.
He's not a stuntman.
Well, he's not doing stunts. No, you're right. He's not doing major stunts. But like, so when you think of a stunt, someone gets in a car that goes off a cliff or whatever, you know, one of those.
First stunt I think of.
Guy gets thrown off a building. Okay, there's a stunt.
another just commonplace stunt, yes.
But I think in the show he's on, if there's like a physical, like a tussle, like they're just
he has to be
knocking each other around, I think he takes that bump.
Oh, so he's like a wrestler kind of, in that sense.
Well, I think you just...
So like when they do a shot where you can't obviously tell that that it's the stunt double, it's probably him.
Yeah, I don't think that they need two people to do one job is what I'm telling
you. Gotcha.
Especially when it's not something that's crazy dangerous.
How many,
still
how many concussions does
bit.
He think he's suffered since he got into acting? What percentage of the 13?
I'm going to text him and ask him that right now.
Dad, how many of these concussions are acting-related concussions? I think I've only had a couple. I played third base in like 9 and 10 year old baseball. And I still remember this one. Catcher was doing like the throw down drill and you're just covering the bag. You're like warming up. Catcher threw down to me. I don't even think it was in live game action. You put your glove up, right? Reach across your body. Glove never got to where it was supposed to be. Ball squarely
on
the side
of the head.
You have
such a hard head.
I saw stars. I had like those like comedy Looney Tunes level stars where like the stars are getting bigger and smaller. And I was just like way out of it for a second. And that is the hardest anything has ever hit my head.
Donnie, have you ever been concussed?
Never officially documented, but
you were in the trenches getting knocked around.
Hey, according to who was the doctor? Ben Damalu, the concussion guy?
Everybody's getting concussions.
I played the most dangerous position on that field.
Center. You know that Arthur Motes, when, you know, obviously used to hang out with us and be on the show, Arthur told us, and I think he maybe said this off the air, he never felt like he suffered a concussion in games. He's like, I would hit people hard. He knew what obviously the symptoms were because his teammates would suffer them, right? And they'd talk about it. He's like, never felt like that happened to me one time. That's what I remember him saying. He never felt like it happened. He's like, I got hit hard. I would see like spots or something if I hit somebody hard enough. He's like, I never felt like I didn't know where I was.
I think my old man's probably got the CTE.
I think what are you talking about? He's got the CTE. He's got the tuberculosis.
But he's not going to know about it until the brain gets donated to science afterwards or whatever. Right?
Is he more in like a situation
you
where
can't test that until
postmortem? Yeah, the whole like holy grail is finding a test for that while people are alive that proves it.
Yeah. Didn't AB ask Le'Veon Bell in a expansive sit down if he thought Le'Veon Bell had CT?
Like he asked Le'Veon, hey, do you think you personally have it?
Yeah, as part of like his Big J journalism, CTE, ESPN.
Maybe. What did Le'Veon say? If I've got it, I know you've got it.
I don't remember because the next question was, did you ever have sex right before a game?
What did Le'Veon say to that?
He said yes.
Define right before a game.
I know. They really.
We talk in like matter of like 20 minutes before
I don't think AB followed up with a quality question there that would.
Well, he didn't go to the Central Michigan Cronkite School of Journalism, I guess. No, Mike Wallace here on 60 Minutes.
Mike Williams on arriving in Pittsburgh and taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers in the answer.
I mean, Russ, everybody see it. You know, he put the work in, time in, time out, a leader on and off the field. So just very thankful to have a guy like that, you know, quarterback of this team, a leader.
What's your understanding of what your role is going to be and how much playing time you might see?
We ain't really talk about that yet. Right now, you know, I had a pretty good day-to-day quite a bit. So, you know, keep building the rest of the weekend, see where we at on Sunday.
I'm perceptive enough to when he gets asked, what are you excited about in Pittsburgh? He says, Russ. And then he goes out of his way to say leader and emphasize that word twice. He's just throwing it right back on.
You know what's funny about Rodgers?
Robert Kennedy's vice presidential candidate.
Do you know what's kind of funny about Rodgers? I think it's happening a lot more now. Like, I think the bloom is off the rose with him. But nationally, when you hear the national media talk about him as a player, their negative opinion about Rodgers the person hasn't really seeped in as much. Like, you'll hear guys now saying he looks diminished, but Russ was getting crucified as a guy whose career was functionally over. Like, he was no good. Why would anybody want him? Mainly because a lot of those people, I think, didn't like him as a teammate or person or whatever.
The corny factor.
Right. Why did Rodgers not have his play impugned the same way?
I think it's starting to, because most of these guys on TV or radio either openly or secretly root for the Jets, and because he's now harming their team, some of the slings and arrows are out. Like Mike Greenberg and Rich Eisen.
I didn't know Eisen was a Jets fan. I only knew he was a Michigan fan.
Donnie, did you hear Williams taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers there? Did you detect that too?
Yeah, I think you could go into it kind of anticipating, like maybe something though, because it seemed pretty well documented that they didn't have a great relationship. And Rodgers certainly didn't seem... Like, Rodgers didn't completely slander the guy with McAfee or anything, but he certainly
sometimes
didn't seem
change
upset.
Sometimes change is good or whatever he said.
Didn't seem upset at all that it happened.
I don't think people in Pittsburgh get the depth of what happened there. They lost a game against the Bills, the Jets. Rodgers came out after the game and threw the guy under the bus and said, he ran the wrong route. Mm-hmm. I was midway through throwing the pass when I realized that he was not where I thought he was going
to
be.
I tried to literally adjust how I threw the ball, and that's why I got picked.
And that's why I threw an interception, and that lost us the game. And he was seething when he said it. And then the next time they practiced, Mike Williams wasn't even allowed to be on the team side of the practice field and had to go off on the side and do individual work like he was an 8-year-old in timeout with a pissed off dad.
Man, that would be very annoying as a professional athlete.
Unbelievably emasculating.
To have this guy who, like, by rights, I'm willing to bet if Mike Williams and Aaron Rodgers actually scrapped, it ain't going well for Aaron Rodgers. To have that guy, though, have so much juice, even though the team sucks at that point, that he's getting you relegated to, like, timeout, like you're a kid. Come on.
He's going from the guy who will absolutely, in order to build himself up, tear teammates down in Aaron Rodgers, to someone who literally, if Mike Williams had three balls go off his hands for interceptions, Russell Wilson would come up with something else for why the plays didn't go.
It would be wholly unbelievable on Wilson's part, but he wouldn't throw Williams under the bus. He also throws the kind of pass that Williams probably likes going up to catch more than anything else. The moon ball.
I mean, Russ, everybody see it. You know, he put the work in, time in, time out, a leader on and off the field.
A leader.
So just very thankful to have a guy like that. You know,
just very thankful to have a guy
Yeah,
like
I don't even
that.
Know. We think Rodgers is passive aggressive. I think what Williams said there is just outright aggressive. I don't think there's any passivity in there.
Oh, man.
I do wish bad things to happen to Rodgers on the football field just because, like, he has this last career turn for him. He's become so loathsome as a teammate. Just like, hey, yeah, I'm shadow running the team. I'm not good enough. Would you say Rodgers is what, a top what quarterback at this point?
20.
Okay. Probably in that 18 to 20 range, too, it sounds like, if you're saying that. Maybe 17 to 20. I'm probably, by some measures, a below-average quarterback at this juncture of my career, and I'm still going to run the show. Like, I get annoyed when I think about the NBA that LeBron is trying to run the Lakers as their GM. At least he's still one of, like, the 15 best players in the NBA.
At least he's doing it for someone that he brought into the world, his kid.
I'm not even talking about that.
Aaron Rodgers has done that for friggin' Randall Cobb.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying at least the player in that case is still really, really good. That's why he gets away with it. Why the hell is Rodgers getting away with it?
By the way, how about, this was texted to me multiple times this morning. You cannot take Crowley seriously.
Why?
Did you hear about this, Don, with Adam today?
What did he do?
He went on a tirade on Monday, a Twitter tirade, and then on the air, we can't settle for Mike Williams. Whatever happens here,
don't be happy about
Mike
Williams.
The Steelers to settle for Mike Williams. Here are my list of wide receivers I'd prefer to Mike Williams. And he put in, like, one of the receivers from Varsity Blues and, like, an extra from the Waterboy in there, and then ranked both ahead of Mike Williams, this expansive list. And then he gets on the air at 6 a.m. this morning and said, I've thought about this some more. I actually love the Mike Williams move.
I mean, that's just right in the Crowley wheelhouse, in my opinion. I think that's just vintage Crowley.
He goes
right there.
To the Pandering Handbook. What does it say? Oh, the team I talk about made a move. What do you do in this case if you've been ripping this hypothetical move to shreds? You just immediately pivot, do a 180, and pretend what you've said for the last few days didn't actually occur. Yes.
Speaking of which, I think Doran's got egg on his face. When you put out the Thielen thing that, hey, keep your ear to the ground, Thielen for a conditional seventh, Doran like subtweeted you or quote tweeted you. And what he was actually saying was not, oh, you're wrong, that's not going to happen. He was saying, I've been saying this is going to happen for over a month.
Oh.
No Adam Thielen in Pittsburgh.
So did
What's the opposite of a victory lap? I think he's got to take that.
So did he pretend like that never happened? I didn't hear
that
today.
I think he did just tiptoe away from that one or disappear like Homer Simpson into the hedge.
Donnie, you now have thrown your hat into the ring as a talk show host, doing shows with Joe, doing night shows after us, pulling Ernie Banks doubleheaders. Your thoughts on Crowley just completely doing a 180 and acting like his Mike Williams criticism never happened? Do you respect it? Or does it make you take him, look at him differently? Our poor friend Adrian now, who's made it into promos, basically went into the hospital and almost died because he was listening to Crowley too much.
God, yeah, can you imagine that?
He's like the biggest anti-Crowley guy that we have call in.
Crowley told me he thinks that Adrian is the one listener that if Adrian met him on the street, he would actually try to beat Crowley up.
And our boss has made a promo.
Crowley thinks everybody else, like, generally, if they hate him, like, if they saw him, they wouldn't do anything. He's like, Adrian might actually attack me.
And our boss said, take this audio and put Adrian on a pedestal. Meanwhile, this guy wants Crowley fired and hates at least half the hosts here.
Correct.
That's a great advertisement for the station.
I'm pretty sure if Adrian and Crowley did meet and Adrian was, like, throwing a couple little uppercuts at Crowley and beating him up, our boss would say, Crowley, did somebody get it on tape?
All right, Donnie, that's content. Thumbs up or thumbs down for Crowley, but now that the Steelers actually have Mike Williams, for not wanting to be the guy to rip a move after they do it because he doesn't want to be seen as a negative guy.
I got
to
go thumbs down.
Be seen as a negative guy. That's like my whole. That's my whole brand there. Stick to your guns, Crowley. What are you doing?
And you're one of the longest running afternoon drive hosts in America, so it's worked okay for you.
I'm the longest running one at this station.
Exactly.
Am I the long? So I've done afternoon drive here for over 11 straight years.
I think you're in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It means it's time to go all access with NFL on CBS reporter, based right here in Pittsburgh, married to a Steelers season ticket holder, constant battles inside the household about who you're rooting for, Steelers, Bills, etc. Aditi Kinkabwala brought to you by Bet365. Aditi's assignment this week: headed to the desert for Jets and Cardinals. Arizona streaking, and the Jets have finally won a game. And that's why they didn't sell a ton at the deadline. They just moved Mike Williams to the Steelers. Aditi, your thoughts on that trade?
Let's just really quickly, in case we have any first-time listeners, I am not the Bills fan. The 9-year-old in the house is the Bills fan. So yes. Let's not have anybody wondering about my impartial journalistic credibility. Mike Williams, good pickup for the Steelers, and he was clearly extraneous for the Jets. They have two number ones in Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson. They could move Mike Williams. He's a very, very savvy veteran, and let's see what he can do.
Do you think?
I don't think Mulzi. I'm sorry. I don't think he's like, oh my God, a game changer. You know, it's not like getting Devontae Adams.
Would you put DeAndre Hopkins in the game changer category?
Over Mike Williams?
Just
I mean,
general.
Higher. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I would. But I think that Mike Williams, you know what? One of the things that I really like about Mike Williams, I'll tell you this, is that, again, he's a veteran and he's a professional. And he's done it at a high level for a long time. And I've said this to you guys a lot. I like the idea of having grown-ups in certain rooms. And I think the Steelers wide receiver room could use a grown-up and a professional and a guy like Mike Williams who can show you how you keep a career for as long as he has and how you approach the job and how you show up for the job.
Do you think that he's still enough of a downfield threat to like force teams to actually honor him with maybe double coverage at times? Like, do you still think the fear factor there is there with Mike Williams?
No, but I think that if Pickens is drawing, I shouldn't say no, but like, but if Pickens is drawing doubles, then Mike Williams is going to be a dependable, reliable target. And that will make teams think about how much they double, how much they cloud, look, this is a story as old as time. In the city of Pittsburgh, we saw it with Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. And Antonio would draw double and triple teams, and Juju was there. And he took advantage of his targets. I mean, I saw it go back 15 years, and it was A.J. Green and Marvin Jones in Cincinnati. Like, if there is someone who is drawing all that attention, then you need somebody else who can be money. And I think that Mike Williams is a guy who's very, very reliable and that you can count on in that way.
Aditi, Andrew Hawkins, who's from Johnstown, and mm-hmm. is now on ESPN.
One of my favorites. Yep.
I called it. I said it at the beginning of the show. I said, I just have a feeling that this is one of Aditi's guys. And here we are.
Well, it's because he played for the Bengals and the Browns, yeah, two teams Aditi knows very well.
You know what?
You know those teams well.
What was that?
I said you know both of those AFC North teams well. That's why we figured you knew him.
Yes, but I think that I met his parents for the first time at a Steelers game, and I knew his older brother, Archrell, too. Andrew Hawkins is just one of the really, really, really bright people in our world. Forget in the football world, in our world.
Columbia graduate, is he not?
Yes.
You know, I got into Columbia. Should I have gone there over Syracuse?
Yes. Or perhaps for your MBA, because I believe Hawk's MBA is from there.
Yeah.
You know what? I was pregnant with my son when, and I hate to do this, but I think it was Trayvon Martin, and Andrew Hawkins gave just an unbelievably raw insight into what he thought when this happened and when he looked at his two-year-old son. And I was pregnant at the time with my son, and nobody knew, but I just remember being so moved by Andrew Hawkins and his willingness to sort of, I don't want to say go out on a limb, but be honest and speak truth to something. So anyway, yes, and he was a colleague for a while at the NFL Network. I love Andrew Hawkins, but go ahead.
So now he's on ESPN, and he said, I don't know if he was trying to curry favor, because I guess kind of he's from here. Johnstown isn't that far away. He said, yes, the Steelers are a Super Bowl contender. Do you agree with him? Remember, he went to Columbia, so he's extremely smart. So do you want to really be in opposition to that?
I have to say this. The AFC is so wild. The AFC right now, outside of the Chiefs, and again, I said this to you last week, I think.
I wasn't here last week.
I like the Bills,
so
I like the Ravens. No, you're right. I said this to Malzi last week. I said, I like the Bills, I like the Ravens. But I haven't seen the Bills do it in crunch time yet, and that's still a hump that you need to get over. And the Ravens' defense is disappointing me a little bit. Let's see what Dean Pease can do as he gets in there. But the AFC at large is really open. You need to get in the dance. And I will say this until I'm blue in the face, but I think if you play great defense and you can run the ball, that is a good formula. As much as the game has changed, when it comes to late in the season and when it comes to the playoffs, being able to run the ball, control the clock, and being able to play great defense really, really, really counts. And so it feels as if the Steelers are getting better every week. I still don't feel like they have a quarterback that can put them on his shoulders the way a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson.
You're not buying into Russ yet after two games.
You want me to put Russ in the same category as Patrick Mahomes?
I don't know. I don't think you have to be Patrick Mahomes to be a Super Bowl contender. You can be a tip below
that. No, and that's what we're saying. We're saying a contender.
Okay.
So, like, sure, you're a contender. Are they a favorite? I don't know that they're a favorite, but they're a contender. Sure, I'll give you that. Because again, but I'm not giving you that they're a contender because of the quarterback play. I'm saying that they're a contender because of the way they play defense and because of the way that they can run the ball.
Gotcha.
And I think that those are things that matter. You know, like, I'm not writing out, I should, the AFC, again, it is open. Can Joe Burrow and the Bengals get into the playoffs? It's a hard climb, but I could see it happen. And then Joe Burrow, I'm not going to root against Joe Burrow. I'm not going to count out Joe Burrow. So similarly, it's not the quarterback play that makes me feel like, okay, great, the Steelers could do something. It's the other two things, but that's not a bad thing.
Aditi, say hi to our old co-host James Conner when you guys sit down with the Cardinals this
week.
I
am going to talk to him. Is that it? Is that the whole thing?
Yes, that's the whole kit and caboodle, as they say.
Wow, that was awfully fast.
I heard there's bonus, Aditi, that you will be, is it next week with Landon Roberts out at Minio's?
I'd love that. If Donnie's game for that and that's okay, sure.
Donnie's not a yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
When am I going to get invited?
That'll be super fun.
Never? Fine.
Well, come visit us.
Okay.
Tony, come and hang out with us. It'll be a great time.
I don't want to beg for it. Thank you, Aditi.
Take care, guys.
Bye. Insurance agency, get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. It's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Don,
the debrief, November 6, 2024. I thought it would be fun, since we're just over the halfway point of the NFL season, to revisit some of my preseason predictions. I think we'll get a few laughs out of this one. A couple that looked good. One looked really good before an injury took place. But some ones that we could laugh at. Do we just want to go over individual stuff? Do we want to look at
give me Donnie Football's teams? MVP in 2024. Who did he have?
C.J. Stroud.
Yikes.
Looked good for a few weeks.
That's aging like milk in the sun. I don't think it's going to go as badly as the Derek Carr MVP a couple of years ago, though. I think Stroud's going to get a little better and right himself.
Offensive player of the year?
Bijan Robinson.
Hey, he's been pretty good the last few weeks. I think it's three straight games of at least 100 yards from scrimmage. But yeah, no, like he's not going
to
win it.
Yeah, like he's having a
what
good
am I doing
year.
Here?
And like,
I'm trying to justify a pick that's not even going to come close to
yeah,
being right.
I mean,
sorry.
It's kind of like Stroud in a way. It's not like he's having an awful year. He hasn't been as good as he was last year.
I just think it's funny that the continuing joke has remained true there, that if you have him in fantasy football, like Algier gets these carries sometimes in the red zone and it just drives people insane.
Do you have one that's like super clairvoyant where you went out on a limb and you feel like your pick is going to end up being right?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, the guy I picked for defensive player of the year, he wasn't a favorite, but he was at least like a handful of names down the list.
Trent Jordan Watt?
No.
Is it like Devin Witherspoon or something?
It was
like
Aiden
that?
Hutchinson.
Oh, he would have won it. There, he would have won it.
Like,
he was going to win.
He had, what, like four sacks that second
game? I feel like you
were
on the right side.
They had like one of those just quarterback.
His injury happened, and I'm like, man, I would have won that.
Donnie,
thing.
They had one of those things that just like quarterback pressures, just all combined pressures. And I think like four games in, he had like 42, and the next most guy on the list at all defensive positions had something like 18.
I think he's still like in the top like
two or three.
Of sacks and pressures.
Oh, yeah. He was like a monster. Month. He was insane.
Speaking of predictions.
Yes.
Do we think that that lady who put out the poll on Iowa, but it was her last one because she was retiring? Do you think she really had the data to back up that claim, or she just wanted to go out with this
with a
huge
bang?
Well, like out on a limb?
So she could have cost or made a lot of people money because like people make bets on these elections based on that.
And
I guess her name was Ann Selzer.
Yes, and they viewed her as the
most reliable Iowa pollster, and she had very favorable for Harris polls. She said she will, quote, review the data after the results of the election.
What if I did that after one of my crappy-ass predictions went out?
I said that the Steelers were going to win 35-3 over the Commanders. The score was 28-10, Commanders. I'm going to review the data that went into this prediction.
It turns into like a Mari paternity test. Oh, the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough. That's one of those. You said this is her last poll that she's ever going to like run. This is the last one of these she plans on doing.
Yeah.
Man,
I think
that,
she's retiring.
That would be like that would be like Dan Marino having his last game be like 62-7 against the Jags in the playoffs, man. You can't go out like this. You're going out like a chump. What are you doing, Ann? You've got to come back. Her name is also so close to Ann Smeltzer that I always think of America's sweetheart, little Joey Smeltzer, too. Isn't
How
that
does,
his mother's name?
Yes. Imagine Joe's mom being
I,
the I'd person.
Love, she would never
point.
Get it this wrong.
I'd love to know what
no
the
way.
I love to know what the method to her madness is in such a quaint state like Iowa. Was she going to diners and going to door to door?
I'm
going to
be on
that way.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even understand how these polls work. So they just get people who are actually willing to respond to the question, and that's just what they do. What is an exit poll too? They walk out of people are walking out of the voting booth,
yes.
And they ask them, "Hey, who did you vote for?"
Well, they can't. I don't think they can be that close. But yeah, they're outside of the polling center and they're asking. Those
yeah,
questions.
They walk out as these people are walking to their cars. Hey, who did you vote for? Right?
No one did that with me. But yeah.
I would just, where are they
conducting
these exit
polls? Imagine a guy goes, "Donnie, who did you go for? Jesse Ventura?"
Let me tell you something right now.
He just has like a counter, like an umpire.
Was he the Green Party candidate, sir? No.
Reform.
I would say he's the only man in United States history to win out of the Reform Party.
There was some, and I can't say what I was about to say there. I'm going to edit myself. Wasn't there a guy?
Second time that's happened today.
Wasn't there a guy in, I think, Nebraska who had no political affiliation?
Said he was voting because his girlfriend was going to dump him if
no,
he didn't.
No, I'm saying the guy was winning.
Oh, he's an independent. Yeah, he was the independent candidate.
And they
candidate.
Said, are you going to caucus, meaning are you going to
go
these,
with one side or the other?
And he's like, I'm not telling you until it's done. And he was winning last night.
Did
Wait,
he end
I
up
did,
winning?
I did see
with
that guy 40
or 50% of the
Yeah, I thought he was doing pretty well,
of the
man.
Results in. And people were voting
for him. I'm not telling you until it's done. What a lie.
Having no clue.
You'll just have to wait and see.
He just keeps everybody in the lurch.
It's like voting for the box of mystery that they give away at the Pirates game.
That's a great point.
Well, I don't really like the other candidate that he's up against, so I might as well just take a swing here on a guy whose whole platform is, you'll have to just vote me in and find out then.
Yeah, I mean, he would have to, like, be the most down-the-middle candidate basically ever if they didn't
and
have
I
a clue
what side. And I think the picture that they had
on
of him was, like, him in either, like, a... He had just a hoodie on, I think. It was ridiculous like that.
What was he running for?
He didn't have... It was either the House or the Senate. He didn't have some... The headshot they had of him did not have a suit and tie on. He had a hoodie on or something like that.
They had to be sitting in that, like, that party or, like the, I don't know, like the rally party or whatever they call it, like, while the election is happening. You had to be sitting in there like a fan of a 16 seed or something in the tournament and be like, by golly, we're about to actually pull this off.
So if the guy is independent and isn't caucusing, if he's got, like, a ball cap on, it's got to be the Rob Lowe NFL hat, right?
It's just like a picture
just
of the
American.
Capitol.
It's just an American flag. It's just like, well, I'm running in America.
It just has what? The Nebraska state flag on it?
It just says elections. Pick your college sweatshirt.
You know, it's
just says elections.
And shame on me. I didn't see what happened with this dude. But with the amount of money that gets poured into this, I mean, think about all the campaign ads we've had on our show for the last couple of months. You would think both political parties would just fight like hell to make sure that that guy didn't get the spot. That's... To Donnie's point, that's bigger than a 16 seat over a one.
Dan Osborne's the guy's name.
Yeah.
Independent for Senate. It says his, like, Twitter bio, Union Steam Fitter Mechanic, Navy in Nebraska, Army National Guard veteran, father, husband, and independent.
What if he just ran on some... Did you say in Nebraska?
Yeah.
He just ran on some pro Nebraska football take.
Tom Osborne.
Pro corn.
He lost. He did lose.
Damn it.
He lost to a lady named Deb Fisher.
Was it close?
4 points. She won her last two Senate races by 19 and 15, respectively. His quote,
so he cut it pretty close.
He did. His quote, holy crap, what a ride.
I love this guy.
And what's his name again?
Dan Osborne.
Do you think they just thought he was related to Tom? They go in there, they see Osborne, they're thinking, that's good enough for me, this son of a bitch helped us win national championships. If he's any relation to Tom, that's gonna... I think Tom Osborne wasn't. Didn't he go into politics when he was done with football, Chris?
He was a congressman, I think,
for
a while.
How about the one guy...
What would have happened if this guy's name was Dan Solich? They would have actually elected him and then kicked him out a couple of years later?
The guy who lost to Ted Cruz.
Yeah, he was a Titans linebacker.
Yeah. Colin Allred, yeah. So I guess this Osborne guy, it sounds like, would have caucused with the Democrats because he was running against a Republican.
He said, I'm not telling you.
I know, but I feel... I'm looking at him right now. He looks like he showed up just straight from work. He's got, like, the USS whatever hat on. I'll be honest. The guy's vibes are off the charts good. He just looks like a dude who would
have had Donnie's vote, I'll tell you that.
He looks like a guy who'd be walking in here collecting concert tickets for 8-Man Jam, and he was just running for
Star Spangled Banger, or whatever that is called.
Yeah, for sure.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low 58, some rain in the forecast. Coming up next, we have Mike Tomlin on the moves that got made, talking minutes ago on Mike Williams.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.